In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Tut, the first month of the Coptic year. We hear today the Lord is telling something about his teaching and how not everyone is accepting it. The Lord said when he was praising the Father, after he sent the disciples, those simple people, those fishermen, to go and preach the kingdom of God to the whole world, he said to the Father, "You have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babies." It is very strange that a lot of people who claim wisdom or are counted among men as wise, when they read the Bible, they do not learn from it. And we find people who are very simple, and they come to the Bible and live with it, and their life changed totally. So what is the secret? It is the same Bible. And again, it's maybe what we might think, that the wiser this person, the more educated, the more he can get the teaching from the Bible, the more he will be able to understand it and apply it. To our surprise, this is not the case. Why? There are seven groups of those who claim wisdom, who approach the Bible, but they'll never learn from it. And they stumble at it, and they never get what God meant for them. So who are these group? Let us look at them and see if we may be among those groups. The first group is those people who think that they are too smart to believe. Actually, now this is the theme. If you go to any college, in any school, the teacher, in order to prove that he is very smart, then he attacks the Bible, and then he makes fun of it, and starts speaking about that, who can believe that maybe somebody will divide the sea, or somebody will be swallowed by a big fish, and then they will keep on telling this. And on the other side, they come with explanations, which is also, actually, if you look at it, they speak about man that comes from apes. A monkey becomes a man. This is a fairy tale. This is not actually a theory. When you say something like this, why do you want to reject it? We are too smart to believe what is in the Bible. Who can believe something like this? A lot of people, they approach the Bible with this mentality. And now they ask each other, do you think that this Bible really is authentic word of God? Should we really believe in it? And in order that maybe sometimes people who don't want to be accused as being foolish or naive, they also join this group, speaking about the Bible as, yeah, it's a book, it includes some stories, but this cannot be the word of God. There is no way we can believe it. Their problem is they think that they are too smart to believe. As St. Paul said to the Corinthians, knowledge buffs up, but love edifies. Knowledge buffs up, but love edifies. The second group of those smart people or wise people who approach the Bible, but they never understand it, are those who read the Bible and reject its authority. They come and stumble at any time they hear the word subject or submit. A big deal of it. No way. You don't tell me what should I do. This is not only applied to relationships, but also applied to the Bible. Whenever something that comes against their inclination, there is something that requests them to submit, they stumble at this. The authority of the Bible makes a problem in their mind. St. Paul was preaching to the people in Corinth about how the women should cover their heads while praying. And then he knew that some people will come and say, oh, why shouldn't we be doing this? It's against my freedom. Why I should cover my head? The big deal is not my head, it is my heart and all of this. So he concluded the discussion by saying, but if anyone seems to be contentious or love the argument, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. I am not going to waste my time debating and nagging with the people about the word of God. If someone, if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. Some people come to the command, for example, that women should submit to their husbands, and they stumble at this, and they keep on trying to argue this. No, St. Paul didn't mean that. If he meant it, then St. Paul is not saying the word of God. The problem here is with the authority of the Bible. They find difficulty to understand it because they have a problem with the authority. They hear the Bible, they hear the Lord saying to his disciples, whoever you forgive his sins will be forgiven. Whoever you are going to retain his sins will be retained. Then this says what? There is priesthood. And those priests, they were given authority, not because of something good in them, but because of the goodness of God, to lose and to bound sins on earth. Here we have a problem. How can I go to someone, I tell him my sins, and I submit, and I come confessing, and then this person is going to absolve or not absolve me? Then we have a problem here. I have problem with the authority. I have the authority of God, the authority of the Bible makes me to stumble. Some of those people also who claim wisdom, they do not learn from the Bible because they read it, but they stumble at the cross. They do not accept pain. Pain is something they reject totally. There is cross, then we cannot follow that. As St. Paul said, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It will always be the message of the cross, foolishness for those who are perishing. They hear it and say, what do you mean? Should I endure things? Why I should be suffering this? Why I should be denying myself the pleasures in this world? What is the big deal of doing so and so? The cross will always be something, then whenever they read, they stumble at, they don't want to follow it. Unfortunately, in these days, we find churches and pastors, they do not mention the cross by any way or means. It's already taken away from the churches. You find a building doesn't have a cross on it. You go inside, there is no cross whatsoever. The message of the cross is totally ignored. Speak about health and wealth. This is what God is promising. If you follow him, you will be healthy, you will be wealthy. God will make everything to go good with you. Where is the cross then? Where is the cross? How can we understand it? How can we know Christ without knowing him carrying a cross and following him carrying his cross? A lot of those wise people, they reach this point, they stumble, they do not continue and follow. Some of those wise people also think of the Bible with the natural mind, not the spiritual one. What is the meaning? As St. Paul said, but the natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can be know them, because they are spiritually discerned. What is the natural man and the spiritual one? I'll give you example. To tell me that my income is $10 and I spend around 12 every month, when I make it 9, it will be more blessed and will cover my expenses. This doesn't make sense. If you put it in any calculations that the natural people will be think of, there is no way you can convince me that when I pay my tithes, then the rest of the money will be equal. So the problem here is what? The problem I think with my mind when I read the Bible, with the natural mind, not the spiritual one. I find difficulty in this. When the Bible says to me that I have to forgive those who hurt me and I have to forgive them, I have still to love and pray for them, any natural person, any normal person will never accept this. What are you talking about? I pray for those people who persecute me and they try to hurt and kill me. This doesn't make sense. Again here, sometimes people say when they read the Bible, Abuna, we cannot do this. We are humans. My friend, the Bible is written for us, for the humans who are willing to live as a spiritual. Because no human who is living as natural person will be able to make it to the kingdom. If you want to live as natural man, applying the natural law, just living to do what seems good, makes sense to you. My friend, you might have a good life here, but don't be thinking that you will have a place in heaven. The heaven is for those people who have got this spiritual mind, and they are living here as spiritual beings. Again, people stumble because they approach the Bible with the natural mind, make calculations, and see how these calculations is going to lead them. Some read the Bible while rejecting the church as a reference for its interpretation. And this is what's happening now. Finding people reading the Bible, and they stumble at it because what? Everybody has got his own interpretation. Why? Because the church is not in the picture anymore. The church is not now a valid reference. I don't want to hear that the church is telling me this is what it meant. Look here, St. Paul, when he was debating with the people of Corinth, he said to them something very interesting. He said to them, or did the word of God came originally from you? Or was it you only that it reached? But if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. He said to them, what do you think of yourself? You are the only people whom the word of God came to them? No, there are people before you. Heed them, listen to them. As now when we say to the people, go back and see how the church understood the Bible, how they interpreted it. The people say, no, we will start from here, as if the word of God came to us in this age only. We have the absolute right to interpret it the way we like. It is up to everyone to understand the Bible the way it makes sense for him. With this kind of way of thinking, there is no way we can understand the will of God. The sixth group of those people who claim wisdom, but they never learn from the Bible, are those people who read the Bible to justify their unrighteousness. They look to the Bible and find in it what they want to prove. This is not the way we approach the Bible. I approach the Bible and I accept the word of God. I am open for the word to change me. But to look between the words for something to justify my sin, I will never be able to know what is the will of God in it. Now, there are groups of people who are homosexual, and they claim this. Again, we do not hate anybody. We pray for everyone for his salvation. I'm not speaking here against a group of people, but I'm speaking about a mindset. The people go in the Bible, and they get from it, and they prove to themselves that homosexuality is a normal variant. God created you this way. You can live this way. It is fine. It is good. Don't worry about what your inclination is. Look here what St. Paul is saying to the people of Rome. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They suppress the truth, basically. There is no way I can read the Bible to get something I want to prove to myself. Read the Bible with an open eye and open heart. Accept what is in it. Allow it to change you. The last group of those wise people who read the Bible but they never understand it are those people who read the Bible only to teach it, not to live by it. This is actually the hit of the servants, of the priests, of the bishops, sometimes in the church. They look at the Bible as a tool for, I'm going to prepare a sermon, then what I'm going to collect in order to tell to the people. But I don't think of it as it is for me in order to make it to change my heart. St. Paul said to Timothy about those people, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They always think of the Bible as it is written for someone else. It is always applied on others. It is not applied on us. Maybe at the beginning of our life with God, we come to Him with humility. We read the Bible to learn from it, to try to apply it. We are eager to seek what is the will of God. And after time goes, then what happened? We start to develop a heart of a teacher. We lose the sense of the discipleship. We start to speak about confession, but we do not practice it. We speak about how we should love each other, not to judge each other, but meanwhile we do not have a forgiving heart. There is a nice story, I conclude with it, about St. John Climacus, who went one day to one of the monasteries to record the virtues of the people living there. And then the abbot wanted to give him a living lesson. So he invited St. John Climacus to eat with him. And he called an elder from the monastery, a man who has been there in the monastery for 48 years. And he called his father, and the father came to him and stood before his hand. And then the abbot ignored the man totally. He said to him, wait for me until I finish my discussion with St. John Climacus. And he kept on talking. And then he asked his disciple to bring food to host the guest. And he ate with St. John Climacus. And this session took 2 hours while this man, the elder person, is standing silent, saying nothing. And then after this, after the 2 hours, the abbot looked at the elder person and said to him, I remember, go to this man and read to him this psalm, because he was in charge of teaching the new monks in the monastery. St. John Climacus ran after this old man and asked him, let me ask you a question. How did you feel these 2 hours while you are standing, watching, doing nothing? And how did you feel? He said to him, since the moment I came to the monastery, I always regarded my teacher, the abbot, as the anointed one. He was before my eyes as Christ. This never changed. Even after all of these days in the monastery, I always looked to him as the anointed one, as Christ in my eyes. He said to him, you were not enraged, you were not disappointed, frustrated, you bit yourself. He said, why? I always looked at the face of my father as Christ. I was not troubled at all. He said to him, what happened then when we started eating while you are standing watching us? He said that this reminded me with the table of the Lord while he was eating with his disciples. He said to him, you were not angry because of that? He said, no, as if I was standing before Christ in the Last Supper, hosting his disciples and eating with them. The man kept his simplicity. He kept this heart as a disciple, never changed, never developed a heart of a teacher that will become angry at his abbot and saying, what this man is doing, I should not be treating me this way, I'm old enough to be respected and dealt with differently. It is this man, actually, he was not a teacher. He lived, yes, teaching others, but living as a disciple all his life in the monastery. My brethren, we have to be very careful when we approach the Bible. We have to examine ourselves. With which heart, with which mind do we read the Bible? Be aware of these groups, of those people who claim wisdom, but they never understand, on whom the Lord said, things were hidden from them, but revealed to babes. Let us review who are those people. Those who think that they are too smart to believe. Those who read the Bible and reject its authority. Who read the Bible but stumble at the cross. Those who think of the Bible with the natural mind, not the spiritual one. Those who read it while rejecting the church as a reference for its interpretation. Those people who read the Bible to justify their unrighteousness. And those who read the Bible only to teach it, not to live by it. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.